This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hey, remember Black Girl Magic? Well, poof, it's all gone. Yeah, Steve Miller was appropriate for this because Tashara Jones will no longer be the mayor of St. Louis. I'll get to that here in just a moment. I want to mention that the Masters gets underway at Augusta tomorrow, and Dan Reardon, no relation, will join us. He is heading down there. I don't think he's down there yet, but we'll get a preview here in just a few minutes. So here is Tish last night after the blowout loss.
This campaign was powered by the people and was a movement of people. I'm so proud to have run this race because I ran it not for me, but for you.
Well, if it was a movement for the people, there weren't a whole lot of people involved because she had very little support in either the first election or the runoff. I mean, the writing was certainly on the wall. It turned out the way that many had hoped. Now I'm under no, you know, delusion that Kara Spencer is going to come in and right the ship right away. She's got a big challenge in front of her. Plus, she's still very progressive, and I don't know where the priorities are going to be. But let's talk to another progressive, a friend of the roundtable. Former State Senator Jeff Smith is here. He is currently the executive director of the Missouri Workforce Housing Association. Jeff, how are you this afternoon?
Pretty good. In the middle of a Senate filibuster under the dome in Jeff City.
Are you really? Who's doing the filibuster?
There's like five or six senators that are kind of jointly delaying a bill.
What was the bill? Do I care?
It is a bill that would change the regulations around cannabis and hemp in the state.
Yeah. Wow.
And kind of put the any hemp manufacturing or hemp distribution or retailing under the kind of umbrella of the cannabis operation.
All right. So obviously, we knew this was going to happen, at least for the most part. We knew it was going to happen. I don't know if you have any thoughts on the results, because it was a blowout, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was more pronounced than most people anticipated it would be. You know, I think it was overwhelming, and I think that's, you know, pretty much a mandate for a change in the approach to city government. To me, it was just kind of a signal that the average voter in St. Louis City is kind of done with grand ideological visions and more interested in kind of the basics of day-to-day governance and service delivery. There's just been a mounting frustration in the last few years with lots of little things, and those little things added up and then culminated in the city's response to the snowstorm a couple months ago. And that was really the straw that broke the camel's back. I think had that not happened, it would have been a closer race. I still think, you know, Spencer probably would have won, but that really was, I think, what helped all those fears and all those concerns crystallize. And that's what put Kara in such a good position the last few weeks.
From a broader political perspective, I firmly believe that this should be a national story. What's happened here in St. Louis? Cori Bush gone. Kim Gardner gone. Now Tishara. You know, Black Girl Magic. It's poof. It's gone right now. It's a pretty big collapse. This is an epic collapse in a city that has a lot of challenges, where you had all these progressives that come to the table in the aftermath of the pandemic and George Floyd, and people have just had enough of them right now.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't put it in those racial terms, even though sometimes the supporters did use that hashtag. And so I wouldn't say it was a repudiation of Black women. I do think it was a repudiation of, you know, a certain style of governance that was more focused on, you know, things that didn't really involve people's day-to-day lives for the average voter. And I think people just want government to work. When you're an executive of a city, you can't be focused on making grand statements about what's happening in Gaza. You shouldn't be, you know, super focused on, let's put $1 million for Uber rides for people who want to exercise their reproductive freedom in other states.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I support access to abortion 100%. But I'm not sure that that's kind of was a priority of like the typical city voter when they felt like their 911 calls weren't getting picked up, when they felt like their trash wasn't getting picked up, when they felt like the snow wasn't getting picked up, right? Those are pressing concerns to the average voter. And I think some of the people, whether it was defund the police or abolish ICE or abolish all, you know, jails, there were some, you know, people around some of the officials who lost that were saying things that were just out of the mainstream of American political life. And yeah, St. Louis City is more liberal than the state of Missouri, but it's not as liberal as some of those positions that I just referenced.
So I don't know. Go ahead. Complete your thought there. Well, all I was going to say is I don't know Kara Spencer that well. I've only met her a couple of times. She was here on the roundtable one time. She never got invited back to the roundtable for this particular reason. She's not focused at all on the national issues, kind of to the point you were just making. I don't see her going out there and trying to make some big national political point just because she's in this office. Now, I might be wrong, and there's pressure once you get in a position like this, but she's kind of a policy wonk. You tell me if you're, you know, have different opinions of this. She's hyper-focused on St. Louis. Now, I've had people tell me she's a bit of a micromanager. That's not going to help her, but what would your expectations be here of the next mayor?
I think your read is right. And I think, you know, you've asked me for help getting other Democrats to come on the roundtable and put up with your crap.
Yes, and yes, I have.
And there have been a few false starts, because there have been times when I've suggested people and then you said to me, oh my God, they were nuts. I can't have them on again. And you're not saying that about the mayor-elect. What you're saying is she is hyper-focused on local issues. She is hyper-focused on the details of governance and management. And I think that's a good thing.
Yes.
I find that refreshing. I don't elect a mayor. I live in the city, and I don't want to vote for a mayor based on their foreign policy positions. I want to vote for a mayor that's going to appoint good people to run city departments and city institutions, whether it's trash, you know, or forestry or the jail, or the street department.
Right.
Those are the things that make a difference in my day-to-day experience living. And, you know, I have other criteria for how I vote for U.S. Senator. So I don't really need people talking about those issues. And so I think that kind of what you just said about her is why the median voter in St. Louis City gravitated towards her, because they sense that she is maybe a little bit of a person who's going to say, hey, I want to know exactly how things are working in that department. It's a little pejorative to call that micromanagement, but having a kind of focus on the details of how government works
or doesn't work. That's not a bad thing.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I don't want to minimize the other election result in the city. Donna Behringer joined us at the beginning of the show. She, of course, also a Reardon Roundtable veteran, Jeff. But that was a big victory, knocking out someone who was an incumbent for, you know, 30 years here in St. Louis, Darlene Green, a lot of power in that office. And Donna worked very hard to get this victory. You got to give her a lot of credit.
Absolutely. You know, it's good to see roundtable panelists succeeding after, you know, after the long time roundtable jinx when people were losing and going to prison and all this other stuff, you know, all your panelists and now they're finally winning. So,
I did tell her though, to your point, I said, look, there's two paths that the Reardon Roundtable participants take. It's either federal prison or they go like to Schmidt and they go to bigger things like Donna. So they're okay. You've kind of done both, you know, if we're being fair, right? Sometimes you can do everything. All right, Smith, well, back to your filibuster. Thank you for the insight this afternoon. I do think it offers some renewed hope. Look, there's big challenges, as you know. I don't know where any kind of economic engine for the city is going to come from, but hopefully Kerry can get some people on the same page. I'm going to have Steve Ellman on tomorrow talking about some stuff in St. Charles. I think there's going to be a better approach to people working together. Now, if we could just get rid of your guy, King Page, we'd maybe be on the same page here in the region.
You know, I think Sam Page is not the most electric personality in politics, but he's got a good heart, and he also is somebody who cares.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up. Give me a break. Come on.
And he
are you the one guy that he has as an ally? Who's his ally? You. You're the ally now. Who else is on his side? Not even his members of the county council, although the Proposition B thing went down. What did you think of that, by the way? Did you think that was a bad idea?
Probably. I think the voters got it right. If you're going to elect somebody to be county executive, then give them a chance to appoint the people they want to run the county. If they don't like it, then they can vote them out next year.
Yeah, I voted for it, but I had some second thoughts about it as well. All right, Smith, thank you so much. We'll see you on the roundtable soon.
See you, buddy.
That is former State Senator Jeff Smith, who's with us on the roundtable on a regular basis. And yeah, you know, the joke there for those people who don't know, I mean, when I do the math, we haven't really mentioned this in a while. If you go the last 16, 17 years, let me think about this. I've done this since about 2008, the Reardon Roundtable started on KMOX and then took it over here. And we had, I'm not forgetting names, but I think the final count was we got Steve Stanger, Jeff Smith, Jeffrey Boyd, Lewis Reed. There was one other too. There's five people that have been on the roundtable who have gone to federal prison stints. I think they're all out at this point. I don't think anyone's in the Husqa right now. But that was kind of our track record. But then you have examples of someone like Senator Schmidt, who was also, you know, he had some humble beginnings on the Friday Reardon Roundtable. Look where he's been at this point. On the mayor's race, let me go back to just a little more audio here because this is something that's going to make you laugh hysterically. This is what Tish said last night about crime.
So my opponent will inherit a city that is safer than it has been in decades.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, I don't know where she gets that, but she was pretty defiant last night. I don't think she did anything too crazy, which I was a little disappointed in. Her father did discontinue his Twitter account, which is rather hilarious. I mean, I don't even know how he could activate on Twitter or be active on Twitter. He blocked half the people out there. He blocked me, blocked Jane. He blocked everyone really that's been on the roundtable, so that'll be fun to talk about on Friday. But here's Kara last night.
Today, St. Louis voted for change.
Thank goodness for that. Her priorities?
A better delivery of city services that our residents and our businesses rely on. All right, am I right? But this campaign, this election, was about so much more than potholes and trash. It was built on the idea that we can build a downtown that we can all, our region, the St. Louis region, can be proud of.
Well, let's hope that that's going to happen.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm a little nervous just because the challenge is so great, and I don't know enough about Kara and her priorities to not be worried that some of this stuff is going to go in an uncomfortable direction. But even let's just say, even if you can get control of some of the things with basic services, you know, I was telling you about this dinner that I had last week with some folks that are pretty insightful. Rainford was there as well. I don't want to speak out of turn, but some of the stuff was off the record. But they were tossing out some figures and some personnel numbers from the streets department, for example, which were just outrageous.
You mean, you know, how low the staff is?
Like,
oh, yeah.
Well, of course, the person that she appointed to that, pretty much a DEI hire, and even there's no, I can't remember exactly the stat, but there's no like actual engineers in the streets department.
Oh my gosh.
Things that you would think would be automatic. Now, you're going to have to come up with a way outside of sending money reparations to pay people a little bit more, because you have people, we were talking about, you know, economic development. What kind of people do you need on an economic development team? Typically, not that this makes them better, but let's face it, typically it's people with MBAs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not going to make work for $80,000 in the city of St. Louis, right?
No.
Making twice that if they go somewhere else. So there's an issue with, you know, attracting talent. I don't know what kind of team Kara Spencer will put together, because I'm not as familiar with that side of politics. Jane and the team on Friday will be able to break that down, but you got to get good people in here.
Hopefully.
They're gonna make an effort to not make everything, you know, wouldn't it be nice to just not make everything about the race car?
Yes.
Even if we could just somehow achieve that, it would be amazing. But in the meantime, all that black girl magic has disappeared for now. Audio cut of the day is coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.